Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Sound like a fair trade to me.
All right. Now Pandora's box has been opened. The crazy things that children say, inspired by, Laura, this is Northwest, right?
Yes. So there's a story. Kim Kardashian was recently a guest on Mom Confessions on The Ellen Show. And they asked her, you know, like, you know, what's the meanest thing your child has ever said to you?
And
what's the meanest thing your child has ever said to you? And she said, yo, every time I get into some kind of disagreement with my daughter, North, she thinks it's going to get to me. But she say things like, your house is so ugly. It's all white. Who lives like this?
I looked up the pictures. I now understand what she means. Right. It is very strange.
You know, like, but they, that's, you know, crazy. It's art to her and Kanye. They spent so much money and time creating this like perfect art piece to live in. Meanwhile, North is like, what the hell is this?
Well, listen, no one likes to admit, you know, especially people do not like to admit. And guys, if I'm being honest, can I just be, I'll be real with you. My black and Latinx friends are definitely more likely, or less likely, I should say, to admit that their kids talk crazy.
Oh, bro.
They're like, no, my kid wouldn't talk crazy. Every kid talks crazy,
yes,
at some point.
Yes. My friend has curly hair, right? And in the morning, you know, when you're running to grab all the kids together, take them to school, you've seen it. Like, parents barely with some sweats on. Let's go.
That's it.
She said that her kid in front of everyone's like, Mom, how come you never comb your hair? Look at the other moms in front of everyone. She was like,
wow.
Now, Shawnee told us a great throwback with his daughter, who's now grown.
Yes.
But a throwback. What'd she say?
At the time, when she walked into my brother's space, she was like, what a dump. And it was just extremely disrespectful. We didn't expect it. But the place was looking like a crazy dump. You know what I'm saying?
But none of us hear her little voice. What a dump.
Just give us that one line that you and your family all remember, because it was the craziest thing your kid ever said. Laura was asking me about my niece and nephew.
Because I'm sure they've said something.
No, they've definitely disrespected me on more than one occasion. I'm trying to remember what it was. The first thing that popped in my mind was my brother going up and having a conversation with his neighbors across the street. And the neighbor has this really cute kid who they know well. And my brother's standing there talking to the mom. And the mom's child, little son, who's like 3 years old, comes over and just points at my brother and goes, why are you wearing lady pants? They were skinny jeans, okay?
Right. Oh, my God. You know, I just remembered one, too. My boy had gained a couple of pounds, right? And he said he had gone home for, like, Thanksgiving, and he saw his family. He saw his adorable niece. She ran up to him and was like, you're bigger.
Yeah, they gonna look. They gonna state
you're
the
bigger.
Obvious, bro. They gonna state the obvious.
Yeah. He was like, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
You're bigger is comedy.
You're bigger is a great line. It's literally the most direct, honest thing. It's what everyone wants to say when you've seen someone who's gained weight.
Right.
If it's a friend of you, you do want to be like, yo, you're bigger. What happened?
Right.
And kids just come up and say it. Yo, that is incredible. And also very telling that
so
Shawnee's
foul.
Kid had learned the phrase, this is a dump.
I know.
What a dump. I was like, wow.
Cass, when you have nieces and nephews, I know you've heard something.
Well, I mean, there was one time, I'm trying to remember it correctly, when one of my nephews, we were with my grandfather, who's actually a little bit darker skinned, and my nephew, which was lighter, goes to him, oh, I'm just looking for grandpa's color in this crayon in this crayon box so that I could put it on my skin. And I was like,
No, no, no. Yo, kids say the damnedest and most awkward things. Shawnee, we have people on the line?
Yeah, we got Justin.
Justin.
Hey, good morning, y'all. What's up?
Good morning. Up? Tell us, do you have a niece, nephew, son, or daughter who says something wild?
My 3-year-old son right here. So we go to the barber shop, and he get his cut. He fresh. He look in the mirror. You know, okay. He get a thumbs up. So by the time I get in the chair, the barber just start cutting my hair. He look at me and say to the whole shop, "Daddy ugly, yo." I'm like, damn.
Oh, my
yo.
God.
Wow.
I didn't even complete the cut.
You didn't even give me a chance.
Now, is your 3-year-old with you right now? Is he with you right now?
Yeah, he is. Hey, Pop, say what's up.
Now he wants to be shy. He doesn't want to not shy in the barbershop. Now, Justin, just a warning, because he's hearing you retell this story many times, he probably is going to think this is hilarious and do it again.
Oh, exactly. And we got an appointment Saturday, so.
Oh, man.
Good luck, Justin. Thank you, man.
Wow. Thanks, man. Justin.
All right, Shawnee, who we got?
David.
David, what happened?
Good morning. My 6-year-old daughter, we went into my friend's house, and they have dogs, and their dogs piss everywhere. They urinate everywhere. So my 6-year-old was like, "This house really smells really bad. I do not want to go inside."
Just made an announcement.
Played everybody.
Yes. As soon as they opened the door, she smelled it like, it, you know, that smell of a dog urine that just hit her in the face?
Yes.
Like really bad in the wood, and she just stood there. And I stood there speechless. I didn't know what to say.
What did your friend say?
She turned whiter than what she was.
Even whiter.
You try to put a straight face, like you don't want to even say something about somebody's house.
Right.
But unfortunately, the kids have no filter.
Oh my gosh.
You just gotta, like that, you know, it's not a nice thing to say.
Yo, thank you, man. Well, let's take one more, Shawnee.
He's still stumped. He's like, I didn't even know what to say.
Yo, it's the worst. And by the way, the kid probably heard them say before, you know, their house smells like pee. She probably heard them say that. I guarantee it.
We got Bridget.
Bridget.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. My son was, and this is probably more than 20 years ago. He was 3 years old, Head Start. And he had to draw a picture of, you know, the family and everything, telling about your family, who's in your family. And he got it from my mother, she's fucking at him. She calls him the N-word at home. So when the teacher asked him to, you know, tell us about your family, he said, "Oh, this is my mom, and this is my dad, and this is my brother. He's the N-word." I was so embarrassed.
And Rosenberg. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Yo, listen, man. Everybody, I know there's people working, the delivery guys back at it. You know, truck drivers back at it. Yo, today's the third day of Kwanzaa. So I'm saying happy Kwanzaa to everybody out there.
Yes, happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, you know, Kwanzaa is about community and family. It's about, you know, it's Pan-African, but, you know, third day of Kwanzaa is Ujima, the commitment to active and informed togetherness on matters of common interest. So community, y'all, bringing people together, man.
Nice.
And, you know, that's what Kwanzaa is all about. It's about community. It's about focusing on values and family. And so, yeah, Ujima and happy Kwanzaa, Badi Gani, everybody. You know, we got to salute, you know, all the essential workers out there. We are still on high alert when it comes to COVID.
That's for sure.
And I know, and I hopefully you're not planning some ridiculous New Year's Eve party. You know some rappers are going to disappoint us.
Oh, my God.
For sure. Well, that disappoint would imply now at this point that we even have any faith.
That's right.
Because in general, it's been terrible. Terrible.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. That's family, yer.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Veronica.
Yes.
Veronica, you are with someone named
Freak.
Excuse me?
His name is Freak.
Freak?
Freak, like freakily?
Like my freak. Like we doing the nasty all day.
He's doing the nasty
like
all day.
Doing the nasty all day. Freak.
All right. Okay.
Freaky.
And you call your man Freak in front of family members?
No, I don't call him that. His friends do, but I don't. We're on the radio, so I don't want to.
Yeah, all right. I respect that. I respect that. And so he has male friends that call him Freak.
You know what?
Yes. We might want to. You might want to ask a few more questions, Veronica.
No, I'm playing. No, I don't need to ask no questions.
I'm playing. All right. So look, Veronica's idea, ladies and gentlemen, is you would like to see if your man is a rider by telling him you got pulled over. And what do you have in the car?
I have some drugs on me.
And then you have a loaded gun, you said here on your notes?
Wow.
Yeah.
Would Freak, your boyfriend, believe that you had a loaded weapon on you?
Well, he knows that I just took the gun permit class, my license, and so.
Got it. All right. Well, we're going to call Freak, Veronica. You got 60 seconds.
I'm about to get it on.
All right. Here we go. Calling a man named Freak.
Hello?
Okay.
What's up?
I just got pulled over by DOT because, you know, my back license plate is off, right? And I just told you I had to make a quick run real quick to before I get my tires done. And I got something in the car. So I've been transferring some shit for somebody for some extra money, and I got it in the car, and I need you to come get me. I'm in North Haven.
You mean the car?
No, I'm in the truck. They pulled me over for my plate. Like, he has some suspicion, and they got the dogs and everything about to come to the car. He about to come to the car back. Are you going to come?
I got to get in the car, Ronnie.
You coming?
Yeah, Ronnie.
Okay.
Yeah. There it is.
All right.
Dang.
Pick up the phone, man. Get on speakerphone. Your lady getting pulled over by the cops. You got cocaine in the car and a gun. You on speakerphone.
I'm doing
shit.
I'm trying to get up to school.
I'm doing shit, man. Yeah, but she about to go to jail. You talking about you doing shit. You on speakerphone.
Like I said, y'all
playing.
I'm doing
shit.
This is my
fault.
I'm not
fucking
that.
Wait, what he said?
I can't hear. He's on speakerphone.
I don't know.
Oh, he's driving headed to school.
Oh, you driving.
She speaks Freak.
Well done.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Yo, where's Juanito, man? Is he working today? Never know what this guy. Does he work? Does he not work?
He's here.
Who knows what's going on?
He's here.
Laura Stouse. Where's Laura Stouse? Bubble Guts?
Yep.
Damn.
No, don't do that. She's a lady.
It's beautiful. It happens, man.
No.
Yo, men try to do this whole thing where she's they try. Some men try to act like, well, ladies don't go to the bathroom. They don't be in there like.
No, but listen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yo, you ever been in a hotel room with your lady and she's like, hey, babe, you going to the gym? Because, you know.
They want to make it pop.
I need to. Hey.
Or they headed to the bathroom with a little book of matches, trying to be like, sit there. And
I gotta tell you though, I'm
with that matches piece.
I'll tell you what though, women, I give women a lot of credit.
My lord,
I've been with my girl now for a year and a half.
You don't even know if she uses the bathroom or not.
I was with my ex for 15 years. I can't confirm or deny that she used the bathroom.
What?
Yo,
yo, my wife be in the bathroom like, Ebro, hit it.
You guys are so mean.
Laura's back. I tried.
I can't stand you.
I just want to know, do you use matches ever after?
I'm going through a really difficult time right now.
Do you use matches? Did you ever? Shut up!
Did you hear us in the bathroom talking about you? There's a speaker in the bathroom.
Speaker in the bathroom?
Yo, did I time this correctly?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You already know.
John, what's going on, man? You're on Curve. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are y'all doing?
I am phenomenal today. It's great to hear from you. We appreciate your participation in coming on and figuring out why Erica has not been returning your texts and calls.
Yeah, man. I don't get it at all. I really don't.
All right, so this is what we know. In. We know you guys went out on two dates. You've kissed at the end of the second date. You went to dinner the first date and a movie. You had drinks on the second date. You've called her, and she's not returning calls or texts after the second date.
Yeah, it's weird. It was like, and the second date, I think, was the best date. Like, we really talked about, you know, family and, like, past relationships and things like that. And it was like, I thought it was, like, you know, really good and you know, really moving in the right direction.
Wait, past relationships? But, did you talk a lot about your exes? Were you overdoing it? Any of that stuff?
No, not really. Like, it was just like, you know, she asked when was my last relationship. I told her, I asked when was hers and all that. And
basic.
It was more positive than, like, negative. Yeah, basic stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah, we'll get Erica on the phone. Seems, you know, textbook.
Right. Maybe something here got lost in translation. She heard something that made her
concerned. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully we can clear it up.
We're calling Erica. Now, Erica agreed to be on the show, John, but she doesn't know you're on the phone, okay?
So hush.
Okay, cool.
But do not let that prevent you from jumping in erratically and emotionally if you hear anything that sets you off to entertain the rest of us, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Most definitely.
Here we go.
Yeah, hello?
Erica, it's Ebro and Laura and Rosenberg. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Thanks for coming on Curve to tell us why you're not talking to John anymore. What happened?
Basically, we kissed at the end of the second date. I don't even know. I don't know how to say this without coming across. I think he's gay.
Whoa.
Why? Okay. What made you think he was gay?
All right.
And I love gay people. I just, you know.
Well, that doesn't mean you want to marry a gay guy. We understand. Don't worry
about it. Right.
What was it about him that seemed gay?
I would catch him just checking out other guys while we were on, like, our dates. Kind of, like, eyeing them a little differently. Like, he was women.
He was looking them up and down. He was checking out their assets.
He was on his watch.
So, and I was like, okay. At first I thought, oh my gosh, it's kind of funny. I'm glad he's not doing it to chicks because that would be really weird. But then we went to the movie and Bradley Cooper, when he came on screen, he gave this like.
No. All right. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
No, hey, yo.
No, that's it. That's a lie. That can't happen.
Yeah.
What do you mean it can't happen?
Because even if our man is closeted,
Okay.
He has to have figured out how to control it enough to where when Bradley Cooper walks on the screen in the movie, he doesn't just go,
No, I mean, it wasn't like
Bradley Cooper's like that guy, man. He couldn't control himself.
He's popping.
And he was singing. I haven't seen the movie yet, but he's singing. He got a bit.
Yeah, all no, he's popping.
Put him over the top.
I get it. I get it. I love Bradley Cooper. But
Yo. Oh, by the way, Erica, John's on the phone.
John, you groan when you see Bradley Cooper.
What are you No, oh my God.
Okay, so wait a second.
Let me tell you what happened. So I was saying green to the popcorn, not Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And I wasn't checking out no dudes.
Oh my God, I did not know. Hey, hi. And listen, it's all good. Hey. I'm telling you, I love gay people. But
stop saying that. You gotta stop saying that. You gotta stop saying you love gay people.
You don't have to say that.
On your Instagram, dude. There's all these, like, pictures of you and your dudes all oiled up and stuff.
I'm a personal trainer at the gym. Like, what do you expect? Like, that's how I make my money. They got to see my body. none of this adds up to me being gay. If I tell you I'm not gay, I'm not gay. If
no,
I'm
that's
gay,
why you're would, after John. You know, John,
you don't have to answer to us
right.
your sexuality.
Yeah, you don't owe nothing to nobody
no.
on this phone, bro.
I understand, but what I'm saying is that, like, I thought we had a really good time. I thought we had two really good dates. And to find out that you think I'm gay, it's just like, I'm not gay. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, hopefully I can take you on another date to prove I'm not gay, but I'm not gay. Like,
I like that challenge.
That's hey, it.
You know, the I'm not gay challenge.
He's delivered.
That's the hottest thing in this room.
Hashtag.
I'm trying to do that.
He's delivered.
The I'm not gay challenge.
I won't say again that, like, I love gay people. I won't say
okay.
that.
Stop with the I love gay yeah. people. Because now I believe that he's gay and you don't like gay people.
I don't even think you're, like, in the closet. I think you're behind the wall of the closet. You're in the...
Wow. How are you going to tell me I'm behind a wall or in a closet of a closet I'm not even in? Really? That's what we're doing now?
Listen, you're awesome. You're a cool guy. And
Erica, actually, now you're becoming annoying.
Hey, Erica, do you like gay people?
I am delivered!
John, you're not laughing.
I thought it was going good. I would have never thought she would have said this, but hey, you know, it is what it is, you know, but all I can say is I'm not gay.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feeling. I just,
no, it's too late. I don't think so. Just stop saying that you like gay people, because
yeah, it's too much.
Okay, I'm telling you, my gut is telling me he's gay.
But and it's okay, that, it's okay so. For you to feel like
me feel like
yes.
I don't feel like shit. I think I'm just like, I'm not going to be one
you
of
should.
These women that get married and then I'm 40
years. You should.
Yeah,
I like women. Women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not tear a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
Oh, women! Yo, it's the best!
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
DJ John. Now, John, you were emphatically asking for me to turn your mic on during that last bathroom segment. Why was that?
Oh, please.
Because I was want to chime in.
Go ahead.
But see, that's why I didn't turn your mic on, because we had enough chimers.
But what are you going to chime? What was your chime going to be now that you have the room for it?
Yeah, I don't think my girlfriend uses the bathroom at all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
See, right. I know. Well,
I got news for you.
She does.
It's early.
Everybody congratulations. You played.
I know, but I will tell you, girls are good at hiding it, though. It is impressive. They can do it.
Some.
Listen, some. Yes.
Some want to announce, display.
No, that's
don't
my
care.
Job. That's my job in the relationship. My
I
girl
see,
makes
I don't
funny.
Believe
I'm
in
a
that.
Big. I'm. It's not that I. It's
that.
Not that I announce. No,
you're
no.
announcer.
Hold on, hold on, real quick. It's not that I announce. I don't say, hey, I'm gonna yeah. go do this right now.
I'm about to go. I got
no,
meeting.
No, no. I don't.
I gotta
do.
Drop off
it's
a
just,
shipment.
Yeah. No, no, I don't.
I do. Yeah, we know, Shani. You announce your farts and hold the covers over your girl's head too.
Clip facts.
I don't do that. I just am gone for so long that like it can be or repeatedly.
Yep.
Or repeat, like, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be like, she'll see me make a face. She'll be like, what? I'm like, I'll be back. And then I leave,
see,
I come back,
that's
I leave
not, that's
and
normal.
Come back.
That's normal. That's normal. When somebody wants to make a whole convo about,
nah,
see,
nah.
I believe in a relationship, you can't lose the sexy. And when you start doing,
talking about
too
it.
Much bathroom right. talk and too, you're losing the sexy now. Now it's
yeah, you got
to
keep some. It's like leaving underwear on the floor.
Sexy. I know, my friend told me she goes to the hotel lobby. If she has to.
What?
She
oh, like when they're on vacation
the,
or something.
She will not use a restroom.
Wow.
with her husband in the room. I'm like, oh my
god. Hotel lobby.
That's commitment. But see, now it depends on how small that hotel is. Because you know, some hotel bathrooms, they have like the open bathroom and then they have the one little small door and you can't really close in the bathroom.
Right.
I might go, yo, listen, I'll be having situations where it's like, yo, I might have to go to the lobby.
Especially if you're on vacation.
I might have to rent a whole other room.
Right.
Because we're going to have to leave for a minute.
Especially because you're on vacation, so you're eating looser.
Yeah.
So you went down to the buffet, you had yourself a big ass meal.
Nah, you wait till everybody's at the pool. You be like, I'll be back.
That's a good one. Sometimes I can't, though. When it's happening, it's happening.
Miniature culture.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
No.
6 G-O-D, C-M-B.
These jokes. And the doot-doot-doo-doo jokes. And what other jokes did we make?
A lot of them. A lot of poo-poo jokes.
Laura has left the show.
Permanently?
What?
She's not here. She walked in, grabbed her stuff, and left. Did she say bye to anybody?
Yeah, she apparently did.
She said bye to Griff?
She said goodbye to Griff.
Mm. So she not effing with us right now?
She didn't come in the studio.
Well, she came and get her stuff.
I missed that.
She's sick, guys. She doesn't feel good. I don't know if you know that. This has never happened before. I don't know
So
why.
You don't think she left because she's
in haste?
Mad?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think she really cares. I think she's honestly doesn't give a damn about us because she was so focused on why do I feel this way. Stomach problems will take you out. It's different. You can't do anything.
That's a fact.
You can't do anything. I always wonder about that.
You can do, 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 do.
I know it.
I mean, can you?
He can.
So hopefully,
can.
Hopefully.
Sometimes you
can. If she ain't mad about the doo-doo jokes, I'm going to keep going. If y'all, I was going to apologize if she was mad about the doo-doo jokes.
We don't know.
I don't know if I'd keep going now that we know she's really sick.
Yeah, it's not that funny anymore.
Yeah, now she like left. It's more funny when she's in the bathroom. We're like, ha ha, why aren't you here?
Yeah, but when you got to go
you're just
home,
home
it's
sick.
Funny.
And it's trash. I always wonder what happened. Like, if you're a pro athlete and you have a game and you have the doo-doo-doo-doos and, like, you have to play, like you're starting quarterback or something, what the hell do you
I'm
do?
I'm sure it's happened before. I'm sure people, they did that TV timeout, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's been dudes that didn't make it to the bathroom. They went right in the hallway.
Adult diapers? Wait, no.
Maybe.
Oh, I wonder if people have done adult diapers.
On a football field, and he's tackling you. Oof. Get him out of here.
I mean, that'll really knock the ish out of you, won't it?
That'll make somebody not want to tackle you, though. Might be an advantage.
Oh, yeah, that'll keep the people, especially if you land one on their face.
Okay.
You know what? That's crazy.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Asia.
Asia.
She wants to play Ride or Die.
All right,
yes,
Asia.
I'm ready to play Ride or Die.
Okay, Asia, who do you want to test, girl?
My boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend. Okay, how long have you guys been together?
Like 4 months.
Asia, that's not a while. Y'all ain't been together no time.
Yeah, but, like, he's done a lot, and I've been bringing, like, a lot of BS to him. So, like, so far as to being in a relationship, yeah. So, I think he'll definitely be my ride.
So your scenario they wrote down was, Asia, the cops stopped her, talking about she's got a warrant for her arrest. You want your boyfriend to drop what he's doing and come get you right now.
Right at the house.
All right, so here we go. We're going to call him. What's the rules, Laura?
All right,
style?
You got to pull this off in 30 seconds. Got
okay.
it?
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, my God, babe.
Miss Martin, I'm going to ask you to get off the phone, please.
The cops just pulled me over. They told me to get off the phone, but I told them I was calling my boyfriend.
Miss Martin, please get off the phone. I've asked you twice already. I need you to step out of the car.
By the house, Main Street in a second, please.
Miss Martin, put down the phone and step away from the vehicle. I need you to get out of the car.
Listen, come on. They're going to arrest me. I got to get off the phone. Like, come on, please. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. Please help me.
Where you at?
Miss Martin, get out of the car. Put the phone down and get out of the vehicle. I've asked you three times already.
Where you? I'm coming. Where you at?
I'm right here, Main Street.
Yeah. Asia, you got yourself a ride or die.
Babe. Damn. Hi. How you doing?
Yo, he was ready, man.
Yo, Asia wanted to see if you were her ride or die. You proved it. You passed it.
I passed it right now.
Now, Boaz, I want to hip you to something. When we were setting up this ride or die, Asia told us she used to strip and do credit card fraud.
Babe, don't listen. They lying. I told you everything. Don't believe that one.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rihanna is now an official national hero of Barbados. Barbados has a precedent. They have removed Queen Elizabeth as the head of state, but they are still a part of the Commonwealth along with many other nations on the planet. But now they got a president. So shout to all the Bayesian people in Barbados forging a new path for themselves. But back to Rihanna, and she just put out some pajamas that are supposed to be sexy. And basically, the back of the pajamas, I think they're pajamas, they're flannel.
They are. They're flannel they are. Pajamas.
They are pajamas. Okay, the back has left the top out so that you could see basically the beginnings of the butt cleavage.
Not even the beginnings, Ebro. It's half a crack.
Oh, it goes all the way down, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice chunk.
Depends on how long your crack is, I guess.
Right.
Some people got some long cracks out here, Jake.
Depends how long you're cracking.
People got short cracks, and yo, if you got a short crack, this one may not work for you.
Might just be a
but if you got a long crack, oh man, you showing a lot of that.
It's working.
It's the point is, it's not working either way, bro.
Yeah, so I don't really find it. I find it cute. It's funny. It's cute. It's whatever. But I wouldn't call it sexy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And, like, when we saw Rihanna, when we thinking Rihanna, I'm thinking sexy something. Oh, you got the crack out? You got the booty out? Okay, what we working with?
Then I saw it,
and it's like, nah.
But, Shani, here's the deal. Sometimes you want to tell your lady, yo, you ain't Rihanna, though. But you can't. You can't say that. Don't say it.
It ain't no Ralph,
if she
though.
Sees herself in the Rihanna Savage Fenty, and she pull up in it, then you just play along.
Yo, I'm telling you. There's going to be a lot of people having to deal with their woman walk in casually rocking these, and the guy's going to be looking like, yo, man, put that away, man. That's not hot. Man.
But it happens also because, listen, Eva, I know a friend of mine who's like, her man bought those, you know, the Calvin Klein, like, boxer briefs, the long the long ones.
Yeah,
you know, not everybody looks like the guy in the cover, you know? And, like, nope. Her man is on the chub side, you know? A little chubster.
Oh, he got the Dunlap syndrome over the
belly Dunlap.
She was like, babe, we can just stick to boxer shorts. It's all good.
Yeah, because the tight boxer briefs, they get tight around the waist. If your waist ain't right, you got the muffin top. You need something a little loose fitting so, you know, the pudge don't bubble over as much. Now, call right now if you try to do something sexy, it was a fail. You want to tell on somebody who tried to be sexy and it was a fail. Hopefully you said it to their face and you don't do it for the first time on the radio. But if it's the first time on the radio, we'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
800-223-9797. Now, Shani, we was just talking.
Yeah.
And me and you both agree. I've gone on record in my relationship. You only look all the ruffles and sequins and satin,
right?
And all of that little cheap lingerie that's like $10 that y'all be wearing, and you take it, you wear it one time and fall apart. I'd rather have you in a t-shirt and panties.
Facts. Rock with, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing.
I don't need all that. Yo,
it's clean.
That loose fitting,
yeah,
satin. That's trash. Even,
y'all was with,
even
a,
with the 20 clasps.
Oh, get out of here! 20. I can't even take it off.
Now I gotta unclasp over and over and over. Come
yeah,
on,
get out of here, son.
Your double-breasted lingerie. Get out of here. Y'all remember I was with this girl who used to wear this like I guess negligee kind of nightgown with the spaghetti straps over the shoulders, but one of the spaghetti straps was broken. So she would feel like, she's like, it's sexy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of hanging down and off her shoulder. I'm like, yo, it look like you got some beat up pajamas on. Like, that's not sexy. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Man. And you keep wearing it. I would be like, why you keep wearing it? And she's like, it's sexy. I'm like, you telling me it's sexy?
Why are you telling me? You can't tell me.
It's old. Throw it in the garbage.
It's old. Now,
because it's one thing. It's one thing. Because we all got it, men and women. Everybody got that stuff you wear around the house that you know is beat up and old, but you're not trying to be sexy, right? You got an old T-shirt, some old shorts, some old slippers, an old robe. Everybody got something that's dumb, old, and beat up.
You can't do that with lingerie, man.
Nah.
And you can't, listen, you cannot rock lingerie and the next stop is Goodwill. You cannot do that.
Let's go, let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
You was trying to be sexy, but it was a fail. All right. We got David here. David, what's your story, sir?
Hey, good morning. Just want to say, man, I love your guys' show. I listen to it every morning when I work the overnights and when I go to work in the morning. You guys are amazing.
Thanks, David.
Man,
thanks,
love, David. Dave. We appreciate you. So, David, what happened, man? What was the sexy fail?
All right, check this out. So, this is before me and my wife got married. We was just together. And I had my mother come over, but I didn't tell her what time my mother was coming over. I just told her that my mom is coming over. And my mother has this thing of popping up at earlier than the time she said. I don't know why she do that. She'd say 3, but then pop up at, like, 2, like I'm a kid. So, my girl at the time came to the house with something nice under the coat. So when my girl came to the house before her, she has the keys, she automatically took her clothes off, right? So she's in the living room. My mother is coming upstairs earlier than the time she said she was coming. So somebody knocks at the door. My girl goes to the door, and she's like, somebody's at the door. I'm like, who is it? She's like, I think it's your mother. I said, that can't be my mother. She's not going to be here till 3. It was my mom's, but my girl was naked in the house. She didn't get in, but if she would have got in,
it's a wrap.
Oh, she would have been mortified.
Here's the crazy thing. My mom knew I was doing something, and she didn't want to leave. She stood
there. Oh, my gosh.
Mom's a hater. You're like, yo, mom, I'm a grown man. You see what's going on in here, ma?
She know what was going on. She was like, yo, so tell me, when are you guys going to have kids? Or when are you guys going
to have kids? We're practicing right now. Mom, beat it.
Wow.
So the unsexy part was your mom's basically staring at you while you was trying to get it.
Yeah, mom's ruined it all. Let's go. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you. Nicole.
Good morning.
Nicole, what happened?
What
sexy
happened?
Fail. What happened?
So let me tell you. I guess I was trying to call myself being sexy. This is many years ago. So I had on lingerie, and I guess I was calling myself doing a striptease. But I stood up in the bed, and I'm pretty tall. I'm about 5'8". And I forgot the ceiling fan was on, and I definitely almost knocked myself out.
Oh, no.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo.
It was terrible. Embarrassing.
Yo.
I had a concussion. I'm sure I had a concussion.
Nicole, that's incredible.
Yo, picture your girl on the bed trying to stand up sexy and getting helicoptered by the ceiling fan. Yo, that is.
Oh, man. Thanks for sharing. Jeez.
Sexy.
Who else can
that? Nope.
So now, would I have been rude if I said, but did you give him dome after that?
Wait. What?
All right. Wait. Next caller.
Go ahead.
Christina.
Christina, what happened?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
She got hit in the head. So did you? Never mind. Christina, go ahead.
Christina.
You know those sex toys parties? You buy like a few products.
Yes.
Well, I
I bought this edible syrup, which turned into a complete disaster. It wound up not working like lube at all. We were so sticky. The sheets were sticking to us. I mean, we looked like we were being dipped in wax. It was a disaster. And the sheets got destroyed. We didn't even enjoy it at all.
Sexy mess. Ugh.
Yo, I've never been into food in the bed and pouring sauce and hot. Yo, get out. Yo, if you don't get out of here with that.
Well, this is supposed
to
be
in the bed?
This is supposed to be, it sounds like a lube that like, but it tastes and smells good.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, it was supposed to be fun, but complete opposite.
Aw, sorry, Christina.
You tried, though.
Thank you, guys.
Listen, E for effort.
Bye.
Or is it A for effort?
E for effort.
E for effort.
There you go.
Robert.
Wally. Who you got, Wally or Robert?
I got Robert here.
Robert, okay. What's going on, man?
What's up, everybody? Good morning.
We're talking about sexy fails, trying to discourage everybody from going out here and spending money on outfits that look good on Rihanna, but may not look good on you.
Well, I don't know about outfits, but I can just tell you alcohol, showers, and bathtubs do not mix. I'll tell you that much. Almost drowned myself.
What? What do you mean?
Me and my wife went on our honeymoon, and we thought, you know, getting a little frisky with lingerie, all that stuff led up to the shower, bathtub, and let's just say a bottle of Hornitos or tequila with shower and water don't mix.
So wait.
I almost drowned. She almost hit her head on the ground, a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh my God. Yo, nice and easy, pal.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Chill. You want to get Wally real quick? I like how Wally's story ended. Wally, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened, man? Was it you or was it your girl?
Nah,
what was the sexy fan?
Nah, it was her. Like, I only know her for like 3 days. We go to New York, Hudson River Cafe, all that type of stuff. We come back to the crib. So she trying to twerk and take her pants off at the same time. And she looked like Rihanna. She dope. I'm from New York. So why she fall on her face trying to take her pants leg off?
Oh, no.
Why is she trying to twerk and shake and take her pants leg off at the same time?
Congratulations. Yo. You played yourself.
Thank you, Wally. Oh, I needed man. That last laugh, man.
Yeah. She real out here. They
stay safe on the roads, bro. Yeah, they trying, man. And by the way, like I said, the effort does matter. Even if it is a fail, you tried. You know what I mean?
I mean, it depends on the stage, Ebro, because if it's early on and the effort fails, it's a turn off.
Yeah,
right. If it's later, though, you appreciate, because you love her. It's different. Right. You appreciate the effort.
Or you love him.
Or you love
him. I'm sure
him,
dudes have some sexy fails, too.
What? Dude's entire existence is a sexy fail. Let's just be honest.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go, the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com, where the gurus unite to uplift, to help, to heal those in need. Shani Coltrane, burn the sage. Cleanse the energy in this room. And Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. Alessandro. Rosenberg, who's in need of our help?
Oh, Laura, so many.
So many.
That's right. We find out when they reach out to us at thegurulaura@gmail.com.
Saving lives.
Thank you, Shawnee. Good morning, gurus. Huge fan of the show. Gonna try to keep this simple as possible.
Thank you.
I'm a 36-year-old woman. I've been on my own since 17. I have two teenage non-binary children. And I've been the sole And I've been the sole provider for them since their birth. Here's the issue. My father, aka sperm donor, has never been a part of my life, besides some awkward family functions, which is not often. He walked out of my life when I was 4. He's finagled the child support scheme in the 80s and 90s, and needless to say, he's now very well off. He owns businesses, about 5 properties. He has toy cars. I have a genetically rare vision condition from my father's side of the family. I just recently learned that, and I've been waiting for years to find out there's a surgery that can correct said condition. It's going to be out of pocket for $3,000.
Okay.
Yes, I do okay for myself, but I feel like reaching out and asking him to contribute. I can't drive and haven't been able to. I've put my kids through private school on my own, along with all their after-school activities. Never ask anyone for help. But I need this, guys. I want to be able to live a normal life and see like everyone else. No, I'm not on disability. I have a normal job as a paralegal. But I can't get a car. I can't do normal things like everyone else. I feel like my father owes me this. I recently got this number from my brother, his number from my brother. And I want to ask my father to grant me the $3,000. I can do it on my own, but it'll take much longer. I'm putting my pride and ego on the line, considering I've been independent for 20 years. Should I even ask him? Please help.
Yeah, ask. What's the worst he can say? No, he ain't been there your whole life. So it ain't like your heart could be any more broke. You might as well ask.
She doesn't want it to be broke. She doesn't want to ask.
It's already broken. Dude ain't been there.
I know. You know,
they don't talk.
Just prepare yourself for him to say no. But I would ask too. I'd be like, hey, can you help me with this? It's your genes that got me here.
Can I ask you a question?
You would have to. Go ahead.
Here's my question. Is she asking because she needs the financial help? Or, and this is more dangerous, is she asking because she would see him doing it as a sign of love in some way from him? And she's still seeking it.
She might, maybe, but she also you left out a third option. What Laura just said. I'm asking you because you ain't did nothing. And my eyes is like this because of you, so do something.
Right. She made the point to point out that it's from the dad's side of the family.
Exactly.
I like that.
Right. And you ain't never did nothing. And you ain't never, you didn't do the child support thing. You got money. You buying cars. You living life. You're never around. So, listen. Hey, Pop, what's going on? We don't talk a lot, but I was wondering. I'm your kid. Can I get $3,000?
Yeah. Are you testing him to see if he'll give it to you?
It's a test.
It might be. It could be.
It could be everything y'all saying.
Yeah. It's definitely a test. She can't go in. The concept of he owes her may be true, but she can't go in like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, in her mind, she can. She just can't communicate it to him.
Right, but she would have to try to release that so that that doesn't get conveyed to him. Because if you go in with that, you owe me this, he's probably going to avoid that. And you can't say that to him. You're going to feel hurt. Yeah.
Don't say that.
And
yeah,
just tell him you need help.
Just tell him you need help. Just be honest.
Yeah, be humble. You know, try to have a conversation. And like you said, yo, we haven't spoken in a long time, but you know, I really need this. You know, I'm in a bad position. Kind of come as humble as the letter you just wrote. Really?
Yeah. I see. I think we all unanimously say give it a shot, right?
I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell that she really needs it. She says she's basically good.
But she said that she could do it herself. It's just going to take her a lot longer.
She feels like he owes her.
I think she said that because she wants to do this. So she just wants us to tell her, go for it. So if that's how you feel. But just
all right,
know,
so boom. All right, so boom.
Even if he does it, though, it's not going to be solved. You're not going to feel loved. The relationship's not going to be mended.
Yeah, you're going to feel like that's the least he could have did.
Right. It's out of the blue. You literally had to get his phone number just to ask him for money.
Everything that you're saying she's going to feel, she already feels, guys.
But if it gets denied again, she's going to feel even worse. You know what I'm saying? And she's going to get denied again. If she goes in with this energy, like, yo, I need this, that, he's going to front on you. Know that. He's going to front. He's going to be like, I ain't got it. Or now. Nah. You just popping up when you want money?
I feel like, listen, if your parents have already been a disappointment, or a parent has already been a disappointment, and you're prepared for more disappointment, go ahead and ask.
Yeah, one more time, just to make sure.
If you're delusional and you think that this asking and it working out in your favor means that you're going to rekindle a relationship, then get the button ready.
Right. I mean, I haven't heard her say anything like he was a jerk other than avoiding money. You know what I'm saying? So maybe
well, no, she said some, she said he came
she said
to
he
some,
there was
some awkward. She said there were some awkward family functions. I don't know what that meant. Like, is he a problem? Because that's the other part. If he's annoying and he is a problem other than his absence, he's just an annoying, aggravating individual.
Right.
And you're opening up this door, he's going to now be a part of your life again. Because he done gave you some money. So now he going to be like, look, I gave you money. What's going on over there?
Right. Because I'm trying to see, does she want to continue a relationship with her dad? Or is she just like, you need to
That's
give me
the
this
thing.
Money?
I want to know what the intention is. Because if the intention is she actually wants them to now have a relationship, which I think there's I have a sneaking hunch.
She wants it.
She wants this to be an olive branch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it's a good olive branch. Right. To just... If you want him in your life, is that the way to do it? To be like, yo, give me some money. You owe it to me.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like... Does he have a relationship with your brother? Because he's got the number.
Like, he got the number.
What's really going on here?
I have another question. She started the letter talking to us about her two children, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
That she says she's taken care of by herself, yes?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where's the other parent of those children?
Right. And she's been dolo since 17, which is a long time, and you were very young when you moved out the crib. It's a lot going
well,
on.
Well, no, the only reason I asked that is because there is I think everything we are all saying could all be true. And add the layer where she feels right now, emailing us, like she has no support. Mm-hmm. And is looking like, you know, that feeling of like, I don't have any family to call right now. Mm-hmm. Pointing back to what Rosenberg was saying. That feeling is real. I know that feeling. Mm-hmm. When you don't have any family to call.
Right.
You don't have a mom. You don't have a dad. There's no parents. That feeling is real. And so when you have a parent that's out there, you're kind of like, damn, wish I could call a parent.
Yeah, and she's hurt and a little bitter. And asking for money may not be the introduction to trying to create this relationship because you feel like somebody owes you something.
Because, guys, it just feels like if she truly wanted nothing to do with this man and she's made it this long without needing him, does she really need to reach out now? Could she find another way? She didn't say she was at the end of the line. This is the only way. She made clear, in fact, she could do it on her own if she had to.
Yeah.
So I think it is an olive branch. Right. So I think it is an olive branch. And that's fine. I support you wanting to build a relationship with your dad, even if he was a jerk. But to Shawnee's point, if you're going to do that, do it the right way.
Yeah. So try to have a relationship with your father, because inside it feels like that's what you really want. You know what I'm saying? There's some bitterness going on. I'm sure you're hurt.
But all right.
Asking for money ain't the first move.
I would like a follow-up on this one, just to see how it goes, right?
Yeah.
All I think this through and approach it accordingly. Think about what you really want and what your intentions are.
Yes, and get back to us,
go
please.
Get the money. I say go get that money. You'll feel great when your vision is good.
I know. I say ask, but keep us posted.
Oh, you know what it is when he burns it down.
Hey, your vision's good, though.
At least you can see it get burned down.
There you go. Well done, Laura.
So see the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're gonna do weakness.
Wake up.
Break their ass up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Right here
on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.